You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has praised the release of three US citizens detained in North Korea.
Right now, flying back are three what they were calling hostages. We call them fine people, three really fine people. Seem to be healthy. They'll be landing at 2 o'clock in the morning at Andrews Air Force Base. And I'll be there to greet them. Mike will be with me. It will be, I think, a very special time.
South Korean-born U.S. pastor Kim Dong-chul had been detained in the North since 2015, when he was arrested for alleged spying. Kim Hak-song and Kim Sang-duk, also known as Tony Kim, were working at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology when detained last year on suspicion of so-called hostile acts. Their convictions have been widely condemned as an abuse of human rights. The release of the three men removes a bitter obstacle ahead of a planned meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The men were freed after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. The move by North Korea sets a more favourable tone ahead of the two leaders' meeting and follows Kim Jong-un's recent pledge to suspend missile tests and shut down a North Korean nuclear test site. Mr. Trump is predicting that meeting will be a special time, too.
It will be, I think, a very special time, because nobody thought this was going to happen. And if it did, it would be years or decades, frankly. Nobody thought this was going to happen. And I appreciate Kim Jong-un doing this and allowing them to go. We've picked a time, we've picked a place for the meeting, or summit, as you like to call it. And I think it'll be very successful. But as I always say, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But it's going to be a very important event. Again, I think this is something that nobody thought was going to happen for years or more.
Until now, North Korea had only released one American during Mr. Trump's presidency. U.S. officials had been urging North Korea to free the three men of Korean descent. President Trump and Kim Jong-un had been locked in a bitter feud, but tensions have eased in recent months. Vice President Mike Pence has hailed what he now calls a momentous week for the United States on the world stage. His comments follow President Trump's announcement that the United States is withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal.
Yesterday, the world watched as President Donald Trump kept his word to the American people and withdrew the United States of America from a deeply flawed Iran nuclear deal. The American people woke today to the encouraging news that thanks to the president's strong leadership, three Americans are on their way home from captivity in North Korea, and the president and I will be welcoming them to the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base later tonight.
South Korea's presidential Blue House has welcomed the release of the three. South Korea is pushing for the release of six of its nationals held by the North. President Trump says he's spoken with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in about the release of the U.S. citizens.
I just spoke to President Moon and explained what was taking place with respect to the three gentlemen. And President Moon of South Korea was very, very happy to hear it. He likewise has been incredibly helpful. So the relationships we have with Prime Minister Abe, President Moon, President Xi, I think it all goes into what is taking place right now. And we very much look forward to having the meeting between the United States and North Korea, and that'll be announced over the next couple of days.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.